morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, July 3rd, the day before 4th of July. And I've got two of my friends with us today. Marie Robertson, let's start off first of all with Marie Robertson from Dance Arts.
Okay.
And congratulations, by the way, on that wonderful, fantastic dance recital at Jesse Auditorium.
Thank you.
In May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was
May 25th was my dad's birthday, remember?
That's right. That's right. And you must have had 500 or 600 kids all dancing.
Maybe 300.
Was it 300?
Yeah.
It seemed like 500. I mean, they were so, so good. And the effects and the lighting, it was really watching a very professional show that you did at Jesse Auditorium.
I have good teachers. I have good people working for me.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. And those kids are very talented, too.
Yeah, they are.
And one reason for that is because they got good teachers.
Right.
But now you have...
Fear does a lot.
What's that?
Fear does a lot.
Yeah. Fear.
<Thank you.
laughs> Now, one reason Marie is here because you're having a dance camp next week.
Summer Intensive Dance Camp.
Summer Intensive Dance Camp. What goes on at Summer Intensive Dance Camp?
The dancers come and dance from 9 to 5. We have an hour off for lunch, but then they dance from 9 to 5, and then they have classes. They don't get to pick, you know, which classes they are, that they want to take. They have to take ballet, tap, jazz, modern, musical theater, hip hop. We have also, my friend from New York comes in and teaches Russian and Ukrainian. So all of that.
Yeah. So these kids are dancing from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, they have an hour off for lunch.
And they have an hour off for lunch. Mm-hmm. But they literally are dancing that whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do any of them get tired of this?
Yeah. Some people, they cry the first week, you know.
They cry.
Yeah, some of them cry. You know, you have to pry them away from their parents. Not all of them, but some of them.
And how long does the intensive dance camp go on?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah. So the first week is a little, tiring. Second week is okay. Third week, they're ready. And then we have a showcase performance at Stevens Playhouse on the 28th.
So on the 28th of
or
July.
27th.
27th of July,
yes.
Stevens Playhouse. People can come and watch the work of the intensive dance camp.
Yeah, we get a lot done in 3 weeks.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm. So can people still sign up for this if they
yes.
want to?
Yes.
And how do they go about signing
they
up?
They just give us a call at the studio, which is 573-875-1569.
Okay. And the age group that you're talking about is what?
It's usually from 8, and I think the oldest we have this year is usually 18.
So from 8 to 18 years of age, the intensive dance camp for 3 whole weeks.
We have different levels, beginning, intermediate, and advanced.
Okay. And the little ones,
they do it.
They're there dancing too. Those are probably the ones that cry when they're going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, some of the bigger ones too. Yeah.
All right. But Marie and you take care of them. You take care of them. Thank you so much, Marie.
You're welcome.
Good luck with the intensive dance camp tomorrow. Next week, starting next week. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at Dance Arts. At Dance Arts,
yes.
not at a lodge. Many years ago, I thought, when you talked about dance camp, you had it at some lodge and they camped out all night long and danced during the day.
Well, that's not true, is it, Paul?
No, it's not. Call Dance Arts for more information. Thanks, Marie. Now we turn to Stuart Scott, Civette Tree Service. Good to have you here, Stuart.
Thank you, Paul.
And I haven't seen you for a long time. You were
it's
a guest
a
with
while.
Us on,
yes.
on Pepper and Friends. And you contacted me and said, I'd like to come on Radio Friends and talk about what happened to our trees? You are a certified arborist.
Yes, sir.
And soon to be a board certified arborist.
I'm eligible to take that next level, board certified master arborist.
Master arborist. Okay. Last summer was a pretty hard summer with 110 degree heat for a month or more at a time
weeks and
no rain. It took a toll on many of the trees in
Lots
our area.
Lots of trees. I've seen a lot of white oaks that have died. A lot of pine trees. They seem to be the ones that really have been affected.
If the trees in your forest or the trees in your yard right now are looking okay, does that mean they made it through last year okay? Or is there still a possibility that some of the stress that they had last year could show up later this year or next year?
I believe what you're going to see is the trees that were declining to start with probably have already died. If they made it through last year, I think you're probably okay. But if we do get another hot and dry summer, they need attention. They need water. They don't need fertilizer. You don't want a mature tree to grow. You want it to maintain itself. Water is the most important nutrient that they'll need, that the trees will need.
When you say a mature tree, what are you talking about here?
Anything that's been in the ground 15 or 20 years, you really don't want that thing growing rapidly like a small tree would.
Okay. So if you have trees that you care about in your yard, and we go into another period like we did last year, and hopefully we won't, you need to make sure that it has water.
Lots of water.
But now, we've had a lot of rain so far this spring and summer. Isn't that going to tide the trees over for a while, even if we go into a dry period of a month or so?
There was something I was reading back, and I don't recall when. They said that a large oak tree, when it gets to 100 degrees, can drink 100 gallons of water in a day.
I've read that too.
So if it gets hot and dry, they need water.
And this is what is so amazing. A mature oak tree can take up 100 gallons of water a day. And I've got a pretty large forest with many, many mature oak trees. And last summer, as I was walking through the forest in the midst of that heat, I was thinking, where are these trees getting this 100, 150 gallons of water a day when we haven't had a drop of rain for a month? But somehow they do manage it by going deep down.
Well, the roots typically are in the top 3 feet.
Don't they have a taproot?
Usually the taproot goes away shortly when they sprout from a seed. There's a taproot and then a sprout. But shortly after they start growing, the taproot goes away.
So how are these mature trees, when we go a month without rain in the forest, how are they?
They just have a reserve. They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah.
So they've got it down.
I did notice that some of the oaks lost their leaves
early
in August of
last
year. And I was really concerned because some of the more beautiful oak trees, but they did come back this year.
Self-preservation. That's where they lose the water in the stomata on the underside of the leaves. That's where they lose the water. So if they get rid of the leaves, then they're not going to lose as much water. And then hopefully they'll make it in through next spring.
If people want more information or if they want services from you, they can call you at Civet Tree Service.
CVettree.com.
CVettree.com on the web.
Yes, sir.
And you've got all kinds of information on
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Stuart Scott, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it. Tomorrow, Bill Wickersham will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KVIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. To listen to us again, go to KVIA.org.